President Franklin Roosevelt was known for his first inaugural speech, when he said the only thing to fear was fear itself. There was his Day of Infamy speech to Congress the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. And, of course, there were his many fireside chats to Americans over the radio. 76 years ago this week, FDR delivered his For Freedom speech. This Saturday in Pittsfield, those words will be remembered with a march and a rally. The event is being organized by several groups, including the local NAACP and the Berkshire's Brigade, which is the county's Democratic Party, co-founded by attorney and former state lawmaker Sherwood Guernsey.
Well, what's going to be happening Saturday is a march to unite people around the four freedoms that were enunciated by Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in 1941, be 76 years ago. And those freedoms are freedom of speech and expression, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. We're going to be uniting around those greater truths, and hopefully we'll get as many people as possible to stand up for them. We'll be starting the march in front of St. Joe's Church, Upper North Street in Pittsfield. And then we'll be marching down to Park Square, and we will have a rally following the march at the First Church of Christ, and that will be right on Park Square. And there'll be a number of speakers, including really wonderful local speakers from various parts of our ethnic population, as well as U.S. Senator Markey, and along with James Roosevelt, who happens to be the grandson of FDR.
Dennis Powell, the president of the NAACP in Berkshire County, why is your organization taking part?
Well, for the simple reason, this is it's all been our mission right along, justice and equality, and surely freedom is part of that whole justice and equality for all human beings, basically. And it's really important for us, given the present climate, that people really now come out and stand up for those principles that FDR had stated back in 1941 when he addressed the Congress.
You said present climate. What do you mean by that?
Just based on the whatever may this election may bring.
Yeah, I can add to that. I think that over the last course of the last season, there has pretty clearly been an upsurge in racism and sexism and bigotry and hate crimes. And I think part of this rally is indeed to stand up and say that whoever comes out is saying that we do not support that kind of division. And that kind of hatred, bigotry, and prejudice. And we're going to march for these true American values. And the Four Freedoms represent those really American values.
Mr. Powell, have you seen a recent increase in hate crimes and outright bigotry and outright racism in the Berkshires in the past few months?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, I participated down in Great Barrington in support of a young man who had actually played football and decided to take a knee and was threatened with lynching and using his body as target practice. So this, we went down in support of that, and I have to say that the community as a whole came out and in support of this young man. Unfortunately, you know, the Berkshires, while beautiful, it has had its history of racial tension or bias in this community. So, and I think now we're seeing that people feel, you know, like I say, there's a whole new meaning of coming out of the closet, because unfortunately this whole process building up to the election has just made it all right for people to come out and identify who they really are. And so we really need to know that this is happening and people no longer have that fear,
and we've got to be in a position and ready to challenge that and say, no, it's no longer acceptable.
Sherwood Guernsey, you used to be in the state legislature. What would you like to see done on Beacon Hill to react, to counter this climate that Mr. Powell is speaking of?
Well, that's a good question, and I just want to say I don't think that this this march and rally is about what Beacon Hill would do. We certainly will have our legislators there listening to the community, but I think that this is a our group here, this Four Freedoms Coalition, Brian, is a diverse and it's nonpartisan, it's Berkshire-based coalition, and we're united for these freedoms and against bigotry and prejudice. And this will involve a uniting by this coalition, and then, by the way, after the rally, there will be action tables where all kinds of groups and organizations from throughout the Berkshires will have tables with action items and information how people can get further involved in an issue and something that's their passion to be concerned about. So I think this is a grassroots effort. And what comes of this in terms of the legislators is what they will do after they listen to this and the concerns are raised. And I think they will see people really uniting for these greater truths of equal humanity.